Here's the translated text in English. U.S. seizes Alina tanker in Caribbean, fifth vessel taken in Venezuela blockade. Besant says Australia, India invited to G7 meeting on critical minerals. Chevron sees pathway to grow Venezuela production by 50%, U.S. Energy Secretary says. Companies scramble to secure ships, assemble operations to transfer Venezuelan oil, sources say. U.S. EPA will reassess safety of herbicide paraquat. Says it's Chief Trump's oil strategy for Venezuela leaves Citgo auction in limbo. Trump pushes drill baby drill agenda to Venezuela, hurts producers at home. Oil gains as market weighs Iran-Russia supply risks. Deal-making for Venezuela in focus. Venezuela looks to rebuild diplomatic ties with U.S.-EU states. Back record. South America trade accord after 25 years. New York sues Trump administration over pause on two offshore wind projects. Walmart to replace AstraZeneca on NASDAQ 100 on Jan 20th. U.S. FTC wins ruling blocking Edwards Lifesciences' acquisition of Genevalve. Trump urges U.S. oil giants to repair Venezuela's rotting. Energy industry S&P 500 notches record high, close driven by Broadcom, other chipmakers. U.S. Supreme Court to hear suit claiming Cisco helped China pursue Falun Gong. Stocks rally, dollar higher in wake of U.S. jobs numbers. Stellantis scraps U.S. plug-in hybrid sales, citing weak demand. Casino operator wins, CFO Julie Cameron Doe retires. Trump posted some U.S. jobs data early on his Truth Social account. Two Fed officials say key to fixing U.S. housing, more about supply than financing. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index surges, outperforming predictions. U.S. employers add 50,000 jobs in December, cooling from prior month. Canada job creation pauses after hiring surge. Unemployment rate rises. Brazil inflation eases to 4.3% in December, opening door for rate cut. U.S. single-family housing starts rebound in October, building permits dip. U.S. building permits hold steady, matching forecasted figures. Canada gains net 8,200 jobs in December. Jobless rate rises to 6.8%. Trump calls for one-year cap on credit card interest rates at 10%. Besant says U.S. Treasury can easily cover any tariff refunds. Judge blocks Trump from freezing $10 billion in child family aid to five U.S. states. Besant says overseas money transfers are fine if people can prove origin of funds. Besant, goal of MBS buys is to match Fed runoff. FBI's Patel names counterterrorism official, Raya as co-deputy director, Bloomberg. U.S. Commerce Department drops plan to impose restrictions on Chinese-made drones. Trump escalates Greenland rhetoric, citing Russia and China security threats. December jobs data respectable on top, but weak under the hood, economist warns. Bitcoin price today, subdued at 90 gale amid soft U.S. payrolls, geopolitical concerns. Bitcoin price today dips to 90K with geopolitics, payrolls data in focus. Crypto recovers, restores over $2.5 million in inaccessible cryptocurrency assets. Bitcoin price today dips to 92K as geopolitics, macro risks stall recovery. Everstake partners with Cometh to bridge fiat and crypto staking rewards for EU institutions. Apexi implements high-yield treasury strategy, increases Solana holdings. JP Morgan's JPM coin set for native issuance on Canton blockchain. CoinHub Exchange brings a bank-like crypto experience to Las Vegas and Phoenix. Crypto Market Forecast launches AI tool, offering crypto market insights via weather-style interface. Bitcoin price today unchanged near 94K. Strategy discloses Q4 loss. Oroco Resource to raise $20 million in bought deal offering. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF buys Intellia, personalized stock, sells Illumina Bark, receives 90 per share buyout offer from CEO-led investor group Wynn Resorts, names Craig Fullilove as new CFO as Cameron Doe plans retirement. Blykroder Acquisition Corp. II raises $287.5 million in IPO. LendingTree promotes Ian Smith to COO, Laura Nelson to head insurance.